Okay, we'll continue with our Tzipurei Tzadikim series, or Motzei Shabbos, you know, brought down by Sar Makedoshim to say good maises on Motzei Shabbos. I'm going to say two maises that I saw over the past few weeks. You know, we're leaving the Kedusha of Purim, but the Jewish people are never actually leaving the story of Purim. One of the focal points of the story of Purim is the Achdus of Klai Yisrael. Esther says, Leich Knosos Kol Yehudim, gather Mordechai, all the Jews together. So we're going to talk about two stories about gathering Jews together. My Rebbe, Rabbi Tzalar Brudinsky, brings down a Mishkan Mitzal, an incredible story with Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky was once paying a shiva call to the Satmar Rebbe, and what happened was he got to the Rebbe, and he was there for a long time, and the Satmar Rebbe turned to Rabbi Yaakov, and he asked him if he'd have a mincha. And obviously we know in the Satmar and some of the Chassidus Shuvelt, they have a mincha a little later than the rest of Klai Yisrael does, and surprisingly, Rav Yaakov said he didn't have a mincha yet. And what happened was he didn't actually stand up to daven, but the Maisa, his Talmidim asked him after he left the Shuvah, like, Rebbe, why did you say that you didn't have a mincha yet? Like, we saw you have a mincha today. So let me tell you something. He asked me if I had a mincha today. It's already the next day. So I said, I told him I didn't have a mincha yet. Rav Yaakov understood that in the Satmar Welt, that they daven mincha that. But he understood that he had this little perspective. At the end of the day, he wasn't going to put his tainas or his opinions on someone else. That's someone who's a little sensitive. That's someone who's caring about someone else. Yaakov Kamenetsky wasn't going to go telling the Satmar Rebbe, oh, I think you're davening. I don't know if you looked outside. It looks pretty dark outside. He said no. He spun it a different way. True Gedolim are able to be sensitive and have a different perspective and be able to be sensitive and caring to other people. Finally, the last story Brudinsky brings down, says a beautiful mice of the Chofetz Chaim. He said that there was once a very, very big veer who gave a lot of money to the Chofetz Chaim Foundation and this and that. And what happened was, is like, people asked him, like, he wasn't so frum. What's pshat? And they asked this big veer, like, you don't really keep so much Torah mitzvahs. Like, why are you giving so much money to the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim Foundation? What's pshat? So the guy said the following. He said when he was once passing through in Europe, and he actually went for a bechina to Yeshiva of Radin. What happened was that he took his bechina and he wasn't accepted. But Chafetz Chaim asked him, "Do you have a place to sleep tonight? Like, I know you're from out of town." He said he went to the Chafetz Chaim in Radin from before the war, and he didn't get into the Yeshiva. But the Chafetz Chaim asked him, "Do you have?" He said, "No, I don't have a place to sleep tonight." He said, "Okay, you sleep at my house." He said he remembers in the middle of the night. He said it was a cold night in Radin. He said he remembers seeing the Chofetz Chaim come into his room and put an extra blanket on him. And he said, that extra blanket is keeping me warm up until today. At the end of the day, I might not be keep Torah mitzvahs, but that extra warmth and that extra care, the love that Chofetz Chaim went out of his way, be able to care for me, that's what it was all about. End of the day, what are we in this world? We're in this world to be able to help other Jews. And that's the whole word that Esther told Mordechai. Leich Knosos Kol Yehudim. Gather Jews together, and that'll be the schus that we'll Abi have to be able to go into Achashverosh. We should be zocheh b'ez Hashem. Whenever we meet, whoever we meet in our lives, if we have different perspectives on Avodas Hashem, whether Ashkenaz, Sephardi, this or that, we should be sensitive like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was to the Satmar Rebbe. And b'ez Hashem, wherever we go throughout our lives, be able to make sure that we always could be able to put on a smile, to be able to help someone else, like the Chofetz Chaim did. And years later, that warm blanket is still helping Jews across the world because of the Chofetz Chaim's sensitivity and care for that one baruch. We should be zocheh b'ez Hashem, b'rivach, and shavuot tov.